welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 30th comes from Leviticus 1. Christians sometimes have a difficult time reading Leviticus. We tend to see Leviticus as a long book of rules that are entirely irrelevant to our lives. And then it becomes difficult to focus as we read yet another set of instructions on how to offer a sacrifice or seek purification for leprosy. If those rules don't apply directly to Christians, why should we slog through this book? Well, the book of Leviticus actually has profound implications for understanding biblical theology. As we have seen throughout our study, the whole Bible proclaims to us how God has made a way to dwell with his people forever. But if a holy God dwells with a sinful people, then he must ensure his consuming fire holiness does not destroy his people in wrath. While Leviticus is not the final answer about how God comes to dwell with his people, it is certainly one of the first parts of the answer. To put it another way, you cannot understand what Jesus came to do without understanding the theology of Leviticus. So, Leviticus begins in chapters 1 through 7 with instructions on how to offer sacrifices properly. Then, in chapters 8 through 10, the book moves into more instructions on the priesthood itself, capped off with the story of the death of Nadab and Abihu, the priest sons of Aaron who were struck down dead when they offered unauthorized fire in Leviticus 10 verse 1, profaning the holiness of Yahweh. In chapters 11 through 22, the focus turns from the holiness of the sacrifices and the holiness of the priests to the holiness of individual people, with what kind of food the Israelites could eat, how a woman purifies herself after childbirth, how to deal with leprosy, diseases, and bodily discharges, what constitutes forbidden sexual relations, and which kinds of sacrifices Israel could offer to atone for their sins. The last section of Leviticus, chapters 23 through 27, gives regulations for the nation as a whole, including the feasts that Israel was commanded to observe, the right way to seek justice for the poor, and the significance of making and keeping vows. The climax of this book, in some ways, is in Leviticus 26. When Yahweh lays out the blessings he is setting before Israel for obedience, as well as the cursings he will bring against Israel if they disobey. Leviticus isn't a boring book of rules. It's a drama with the highest possible stakes. If Israel walks in obedience, holiness, and purity, Yahweh promises blessings. If in disobedience, then Yahweh promises to pour out onto Israel the curses he had reserved for the nations. And yet, it is in the midst of Israel's eventual failure, not their success, that Jesus makes his entrance into human history. Leviticus illustrates the greatness of God's holiness, and therefore the greatness of our sin, so that we can see the greatness of our Savior. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.